All right, everyone doing okay?
Yeah.
That's heavy today. I'm going to give you a hug and a high five because that was a great recovery. And we've all been there. I'm like, this is not the right gospel passage. But I was just going to say what she just said was the gospel. For whom and why do you do certain things? I dare say, for whom and why do you do all things that you do? For whom and why do you do them? Okay? I'm going to need some victims, volunteers. And I saw them back here. Guys, there's pews way up here. I don't know if you're aware of that. Way up here. I need one person to volunteer. Just one. Come on, here you. And another one, another one. Dude, you broke your arm? That's not right. Come on, seven. Let's go. All right, guys. For whom and why do we do the things that we do? Come on up here. You ever been up here?
Yeah.
Yeah? It's kind of scary, though, isn't it? All the people looking at you. Wonder if you're going to trip or fall. They do that with me all the time. I'm Deacon Todd. Your name is Smay. All right, good to see you guys. Okay, here's what I need you to do. You take this and just hold it. What is that? That's a weight. That is a weight. You get the book. So, most people, when they're doing certain things, they have a target goal. So, if you would lift weights, you want to do what? Get strong? Yeah. If you're reading, you want to get smart, right? Right? Okay. Read some more. Keep reading. All of us, keep reading. But why are we doing the things that we're doing, and for whom are we doing them? So I would dare say if we're lifting weights, we want to get bigger, stronger, faster. Usually, that's for me, right? Want to get bigger, stronger, play a sport? What sport? Your field hockey. You can't beat up on other kids, can you, when you're out there? You can't check them into the boards and all that. But you have to be strong and fast, don't you? And that's where weights come in because we build ourselves up, right? Yeah, good answer. You, when we start reading books, what are we doing? We're getting smarter, right?
Yeah.
Who are we doing that for? Usually, it's for whom?
Jesus.
For Jesus. Well, I like that. That's actually, yeah, that's the whole homily right there. But we're usually doing it because we want to get something out of it. Usually it's good grades, right? Yes. Yes, Deacon Todd, you're a genius. Okay. All right. Your names?
Savannah.
Mason. Thank you, guys. You go have a seat. I'm working hard on this homily up here. And you guys give them applause for just standing up here. But be that as it may, that's okay. For whom and why do you do the things you do? Hey guys, thank you. Most of the time it's for us. It's for us. And sometimes it's in a narcissistic way. I want to look better. I want to feel stronger. I want to look better. Sometimes it's I want to read so I get better grades. All these things I do for me. And then we're looking at this gospel passage. And did you hear the test right from the start? Right from the start. Lord, increase our faith. Increase our faith. What had they done at that point in time? Nothing. It's the equivalent of looking at a weight and say, make me big and strong, but I'm not going to lift you. Make me smart, but I'm not going to read. And it just doesn't, they don't mix. They don't go together. And that's where Christ says, in essence, You don't trust me yet, and you don't have the faith yet. Because if you did, that's where he goes into the mustard seed. Now, in this, think what that tree does. The tree is uprooted and thrown into the sea. You ever seen that happen? My guess is no. I've personally never seen a mulberry tree or an oak or a maple come out of the ground and throw themselves into the sea. How many times do you have to work out to get big and strong? We're still working at it, aren't we? How many books do you have to read to get smart? We're still working on it, aren't we? The answer should be yes, that we're working on all those things throughout our lives. And Christ says, if you have the faith of a mustard seed in me, you can't see it because it's so small, but this is a mustard seed. This was a mustard seed that's very, very special to me because it was given to me by the late great Father Jim McEwen. I was in seventh grade. And he saw the potential in all of us to be more than all about us. Has anyone challenged you to say, what are you truly capable of being and doing in your life? Has anyone believed in you that they said, you know what? You're going to do amazing things in your life. Has anyone done that for you? I don't care what your age is. Because I'm here to tell you that we can have the faith of a mustard seed in our lives, no matter our age. And it can be a huge, huge benefit to the betterment of mankind. Think of the unimaginable power that is Christ in your life for you to do the unimaginable. And you may be thinking, how am I going to do that? Well, you're doing the right thing right now. Mass. Mass, Holy Eucharist, all the sacraments. I don't know if it's Father Pepper or Father Biggio. It's Father Pepper. Father Pepper, I believe, that touched on the seven corporal works of mercy. We've had disaster after disaster. How many of us are feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, putting shelter for somebody, clothing somebody? And I look back, and all these, when you go into Narthex, look at how much clothes are going to help those that are in need. Those are mustard seeds in action. Those are mustard seeds in action. Those are the very soul of what we are capable of a people to do in our lives. The big thing is, what's preventing you from doing the things in your lives that you want to do? Is it time? Is it I don't care? Is it let somebody else do it? And I say these things because these are the things I ask myself all the time, too. What's preventing me from doing certain things? The mustard seed is a great analogy and thing for us to look at, because when the apostles are testing Christ to say, just strengthen my faith, increase my faith, I don't want to do any work, though. And Christ is like, you guys don't understand yet. The work is hard. But I give it to you because you're capable of doing it. He gives it to us because we are capable of doing it. Because if we don't do it, who's going to do it? Who's going to help the people that need help? Who's going to shelter people? Who's going to visit people? Why do you do the things you do, and for whom do you do them? I offer you this. If we lift weights and get bigger, stronger with the idea of, I'm doing it for you, Lord, because I want to be able to be your hands and your feet in the world. I want to be able to go out and help those that are in need. What if we read books and we do it so we can be of assistance to people? That is giving greater glory to God and offering these things to God for the greater glory of God. ADMG, ad maiorem Dei gloriam. All for the glory of God. Everything we do should be for the greater glory of God, period. And it starts with just a little bit of faith. A small amount of faith. And say, you know what, I don't do it for me, Lord. I offer it to you. And when we have that mindset, that's when everything gets blown up. Because Christ says, I abundantly bless this. And I abundantly bless you. And you will do things that are beyond your wildest expectations in your life. With the faith of a mustard seed. I offer you this mustard seed this weekend and offer you maybe to pray for the first time, maybe pray for the first time in a different way. Maybe it's come to communion in a different way. Maybe it's going to Mass that I haven't been to Mass in a while. Maybe it's doing things with social aspect because we have our homecoming festival after this. This is an awakening, an anewing of your things in your life. Not for you, although you're certainly going to have a great time, but it's for the betterment of all of us, offering what we have to those that are in need of those things. With only the faith of a mustard seed.